congratulating the hardworking class of 2013 on surviving the incredibly intensive music program here at Queens. Some of us were crazy enough to finish in 4 years. We have spent that time in countless classes, rehearsals, and performances to finally arrive at this point. I'm so proud to be among such a talented group of musicians, and I hope that my perspective, however limited, can represent our class today. We are all gathered here because we share a love of music. Every student passing through this school has decided to follow their passion, whether it was through performance, teaching, composing, or simply pursuing a greater knowledge of music. We have dedicated the last few years of our lives to its study. I know when I first arrived at Queens, I had a very limited knowledge of theory and dictation, and I found myself in all remedial classes, wondering if I would ever catch up to my classmates. But with the help of an incredibly supportive staff and student body, I was able to make it through. We've all had our struggles during our time here, but we've always had people to lean on, and for that, I'm truly grateful. Here at Erin Corcoran, the students aren't driven by competition against each other, but rather they support each other and help each other in all that they do. Like Professor Smaldone said before, we're a community of peers that are always there to help one another. Working collaboratively to achieve our goals is something that made me really happy to attend here at Queens. We have all spent more time in this building than anywhere else during our college years. Whether we were camping out in practice rooms or bouncing from class to class from 10:15 to 4:20 or later, it has served many purposes. It has been a place of study, a meeting place, and a home away from home where we've all felt like we belong. We have all built friendships that have carried us through our time here at Queens. In between classes, there was always someone willing to take a walk to toast with you or to read through a piece with you. When I first came here, I was so unsure about how I would fit in and make friends. But after a few semesters of seeing the same groups of people day after day, you finally feel a sense of kinship among classmates. In our time here, we've also had an amazing faculty to lead us through our education. Our advisors and other professors have always been very generous with their time, offering extra help and counsel whenever it was needed. When I was struggling or had questions, I always felt comfortable seeking out help, advice, or the occasional piece of candy. Within my own department of music education, I've had a number of professors who really supported me and pushed me to reach my potential as a music teacher and a choral conductor. Thank you, Dr. Babb and Dr. Smith, for always believing in me and continually encouraging me in everything I do. They have always been very generous with their time, as well as the other professors, and really went that extra mile to show me that they cared, and I always appreciated that. All of us have been given various opportunities and challenges by our professors, and we have all grown in our knowledge and abilities because of them. And I want to, well, we already clapped a little bit, but for every other professor here. In addition to those faculty members, Edward Smaldone and the administration should also be recognized for that dedication to the school and to its students. They have always made sure that our voices are heard, and I would like to thank them for that and much more. Now the question is, what's next? Though many of us are going off in different directions with our lives and careers, we will always have our time at Queens serving as a foundation for our future. Now I would like to thank, though we've done a lot of thanking, all of the family and friends who've supported all of us through our time at Queens. We could not have done it without you. I especially want to thank my mother and father for all arrived here. I know I've seen such growth in the talents, abilities, and confidence in so many musicians sitting here today. We have all worked hard to become masters of our craft and have made music an integral part of our lives. Through our years of study, we have spent hours on end diligently practicing our instruments in preparation for performances and progress evaluations. With that in mind, I want to remind everyone here why it is that we keep playing day after day. The simple joy of creating our own sound and the playful nature of making music. It's fun, and we love it. This aspect of music is why it will never be a job in the traditional sense. It is a life where a big part of your job is to play. In this way, play can mean multiple things, both the act of performance on an instrument and also taking part in an activity for fun, without worrying about how practical it is or how serious it is. So I would like to leave you with a thought about play. This is a quote from Charles Schaeffer, a psychologist who became known as the father of play therapy. I think it can very easily be applied to our work as musicians, keeping in mind the dual meanings of play. We are never more fully alive, more completely ourselves, or more deeply engrossed in anything than when we are at play. So class of 2013, never stop playing. Thank you.